PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. For this, the 4th of November, 2018. Very nice to have you with us today. In many parts of the world, actually, well, not in many, but this past week, when I was doing some channel surfing, I found that there was some snow in some places. My only reaction to that is... Oh, that is funny, isn't it? Yes. Well, people say, what? They don't snow where you are? Well, actually, no, it doesn't, actually. Even today, the 1st of November, which is when we're recording this program, no, it's actually quite nice outside. It's a little wet because it has been raining nonstop. But nevertheless, even in the winter, you know, still snow. We do get occasional snow on some of the high peaks of mountain tops at certain times of year. And I've had people that say to me before, oh, don't you just want to go and see it? And I go, no. I mean, I don't like snow so much. I'm talking about snow here. Yes, I know that it is November, and I know there are a lot of people that don't like it. But put it this way, this is how much I don't like snow. If I am watching television, and there is a program that takes place in snow and cold and winter and all that rubbish, I guess what I do? I turn it away. I switch it off. Or go to something else. Really. Ugh. Ick, 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 ick. But I don't care, really, because I'm not going to see it. You know, it's so funny when I always say to people, well, if you don't like the snow, really, do what I do. Do what I did, rather. Go someplace where there is none. Somebody said to me, why did you move off to the Far East? Very simple, because in this part of the Far East, there is no snow. It's like, look, if somebody doesn't like the heat, right? And I have met people here in Taiwan and Singapore and other places who really don't like the heat. And what do? They move to the Netherlands, or they even decide to go further and move up to Scandinavia or North America or places where there is colder weather and snow. But I don't like it. Now, speaking of snow and all that nonsense, we're going to begin, and I'm going to dedicate this to people who may have experienced some snow this week. It's Song for a Winter's Night, composed by Gordon Lightfoot and performed by Gordon Lightfoot himself, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. if I could know within my heart that you're lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim, the shades of night are lifting, the morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you, and to be once again with you.
The one and only Gordon Lightfoot with a song that he composed himself, like many of his songs, with Song for a Winter's Night. Yes, anyway. Nice to have you with us here today on the program for this, the 4th of November, 2018. Now, last week, PCJ Radio International launched a new program, a program that I'm actually hosting myself. It's not going to be, it is actually a weekly program, but we're going to be doing it by series. How many shows per series? Well, I'm not going to tell you right now. But anyway, the program is called Common Sense Political Correctness. Common sense, something, of course, that in today's world we seem to be lacking. And political correctness? Well, if you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, you'll know exactly my feelings about political correctness. So we came up with this program called Common Sense Political Correctness. And every week, we're looking at sometimes two, sometimes three topics per program. Now, we did the first one last week, and I should tell you, first of all, the program will only be made available as a podcast, and that has to do with the language on the program. Some people may say the language is rather strong. Well, if it's rather strong, maybe then you just shouldn't listen. But we decided, of course, on the first program, there's an expression, which is, we talk about the elephant in the room. What is the elephant in the room? Now, for those people who, let's say, English isn't your first language, it doesn't mean that there is an actual big, huge, gray elephant in the room. It's just an expression. But we decided to talk about the elephant in the room for the very first program, and the programs that are coming after that one will not be mentioning that specific elephant in the room. I'm not going to tell you what it is here because I actually want you to listen to the program. The other thing that we did talk about on the first program is pseudo-journalism. Yes, pseudo-journalism. What is all that about? Well, you know what pseudoscience is? Put two and two together. There's something called pseudo-journalism and pseudo-journalists who are out there. And those are the first two topics of the very first program. The second program is going into production very soon. And we will be discussing language and how some language today is completely insane. Anyway, the program is called Political Correctness, but... No, well, actually, no. I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of Bill Maher's program, Politically Incorrect and Real Time. This program is actually called Common Sense Political Correctness, or CSPC. 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 Anyway, do check it out. You'll find a link to it on the Facebook page for PCJ Radio International. But I forewarn you that there is, of course, language in the program that you may not like. And if it's something that you don't like, don't listen. That's the only thing I'm going to say. Because if you listen and then complain after, I'm going to say, yeah, but I warned you not to listen. You know, but it was funny the other day. I was speaking to a friend of mine who's a writer, and he said he really feels that there's some people out there that seek to get in, you know, seek to get offended. They purposely look for it. But anyway, tune into the program and we'll find out. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station from PCJ Radio International for this, the 4th of November, 2018. And today on the program, we're going to try to squeeze in more music than usual because we have some special programs coming up November and, of course, December. December is just around the corner. Of course, that means the holiday season. And we are going to be bringing to you our usual, yes, our usual Christmas fare. But at the same time, doing something different this year. But I don't want to say anything about that. I will leave it as a surprise. And we still have some time to go. Speaking of Christmas, by the way, which was rather amusing because recently, at one of the bigger department stores here in Taipei, sorry, I was just having some coffee. Just having some coffee. That's why there was a pause. At one of the biggest department stores here in Taipei, they put up Christmas decorations. Now, you know, yes, you start seeing that, let's say, in November, right? This place did it at the beginning of October, and I went, oy vey, you're kidding me already. Beginning of October, and you're putting up Christmas decorations. That, to me, was a little bit too early. But I do like the holiday season. I do especially like the fact that it's coming up because it's a lot of fun, you see. Like this past week, we had Halloween. Now, yes, maybe perhaps I'm a little too old to go trick-or-treating, but I have to say, I still love Halloween. Yes, it is a lot of fun, and it's I use it as an opportunity to pull pranks on people, you see. I did this the other day. I did it actually on Halloween itself. I went out to with some friends, and we were just kind of casually sitting there, and I thought, you know what? I said to another friend, I said, what I am going to do is I'm going to make everybody jump in surprise. And we're all speaking in a very normal speaking voice. And then at one point I decided to let out a shriek and everybody jumped in surprise. And I thought it was incredibly funny. Like, oh, you scared us. Oh, I scared you. It's just a shriek already. You know, people have tried to surprise me on this kind of thing before, but usually it doesn't work. One time, somebody referred to me as the most calm individual they have ever met. They said, if I was in a building that was burning, I'd be like, yes, let's just walk this way, you see. The door is out this way. I wouldn't be panicking. I don't like panicking. And, you know, I just, because sometimes when you panic, that's when you make the bad decisions, you see. So it's logical if you don't panic. You do things in a hurried way, of course, yes, if it's a dangerous situation. But try not to panic, because when you panic, that's when you make a mistake. So anyway, yes, it's rather funny. But Halloween this year, yes, we actually do have Halloween here in Taiwan. A friend of mine who works for a company, a design company, in a place called Nehu, which is one of the districts of Taipei, but it's more towards the northwest of the city. He said, on Halloween itself, he said, all the schools in the area had their children go to places and do the trick-or-treat thing. And he said, they knew it was going to happen. And it's radio, of course, and it is a little bit hard to describe what this company did. But, you know, for example, in especially in the United States, people will do the Halloween decorations in their home, and especially Christmas decorations. Yeah, sometimes they go too far. We have all seen cases of that online. But they decided to do a kind of haunted house theme, a haunted house theme for their design company. So when you show up, there was some, I can't even describe it. It's indescribable, but it was quite talented. And he said at their business on trick or treat, they knew that they wouldn't just get one or two children, but quite a few. And there was something they calculated. They were just kind of estimating, and they said probably around 200. Because of the various schools in the area all came there, and everybody had a wonderful time. You know, and the funny thing is, I remember when I went trick-or-treating many years ago, we had, on one of the back streets, there was an older woman. Okay, an old woman. And it was the favorite house to go to on Halloween. The favorite house to go to on Halloween. And she had the traditional pumpkin with a candle, you know, the jack-o'-lantern, right outside the house. The reason why it was the favorite house to go to, because this woman, well, she was very nice, of course, but she never gave candy. She never, ever gave candy. No. She, many years later, when I talked to her, she's passed away now, but many years later when I did talk to her, when I was well into my teens, I said, just out of curiosity, because I would see children still going to her place when I was like 17, 18, and I had always wondered why she did this. So I, one day I was passing by and she was outside. I said, hi, and remember me, and yes, and I had a question. Why is it on Halloween you give all the children that go to your house a little envelope with money inside? She actually would put money inside. If memory serves me correct, I think it was at the time. I mean, look, for, you know, if you're like, you know, 7 years old, $2 is a lot, right? But it was always like $2. And she was very smart through inflation, of course, from year to year, it would go up. And I do remember getting one time $5. But she always gave money, and she always said, well, I don't like candy. I said, yeah, but maybe we do, or we did, well, I did, you know. She said, yes, but, you know, if I put the money, then, she said, the chances are you will buy something different, actually, which makes sense. But I always liked getting the money, you see. You know, I was, even back then, I was enterprising. So, you know, go to somebody's house. Give them some money. I think that's a tradition that we should start. Thanks to this woman, a new tradition. Yes. Going to people's houses and giving money. I love it. Don't you? Anyway, time for music now. Let's listen to the jazz orchestra of the Concertgebouw, directed by Henk Mukaert, playing the Duke Ellington composition, Caravan, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
The Jazz Orchestra at the Concertgebouw, directed by Hank Mutkacht, with the Duke Ellington composition Caravan, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. For this, the 4th of November, 2018. Now, a while ago, we've actually had people that had heard something that we played on the program, I think more than a year ago, or maybe even 2 years ago. They said we did this program of well-known songs in English, but performed in other languages. And they would maybe said, can we do another set like that again? Well, actually, let's do that today. Now, back in the 60s and 70s, it was very common to find artists from South Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, and Singapore, even here in Taiwan, recording well-known pop songs by groups like the Rolling Stones, singers like Mary and Faithful, the Beach Boys, and others. Many, actually. Now, sometimes these are not... Actually, you're not going to call them covers because they weren't cover bands, but they would do their version of a particular song, perhaps in that in the local language for that specific market. And there are cases where sometimes the... version in the foreign language actually ends up sounding better than the original one, and sometimes just as good. So we're going to go and have two of them for you right now, back to back. First, we're going to hear a group from Japan. It's a group from Japan that were very popular in the 1960s. And they sang in Japanese, but they also sang in English as well. Some of their English recordings are better than others. Yes, that I will admit that, because they were singing phonetically. But this one actually is not bad. It's a song that they released many years after it was originally done, about 4 or 5 years after the Beatles originally did it. Yes, it's a song by the Beatles. It's the song "I Saw Her Standing There" by a group called The Byrnes. Very different arrangement to what the Beatles did. And that will be followed up by one of my favorite Japanese singers of all time, Hirota Miko, with a song that was made famous by Nancy Sinatra, called "So Long, Babe." But first, "I Saw Her Standing There" by The Byrnes.
1, 2, 3, 4!
So long, babe. So long.
Bombay. Nakanai de ne goodbye so long. Itsuka dokoka de utau toki. Omoi dashite ne watashi no koto. Namida nanka missenai de. So long, babe. 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 So long, babe.
Hiro Tamiko and So Long Babe, a song made famous by Nancy Sinatra, and before that, The Burns, and I Saw Her Standing There. Now, if there's a country that you would like to hear, let's say, a song from that was perhaps a very well-known song from the UK, the US, Australia, Canada, or wherever, but performed in the local language, let us know, pcjmedia@gmail.com, and we will do our best to dig it out. I will try to point you in the right direction, by the way. Please, please, somebody suggest Cambodia. Because there was a period in Cambodia where they recorded some of the funkiest, some of the coolest, some of the hippest music that you would be very surprised in hearing. Also, Vietnam, especially from the 60s and 70s, before the governments actually started banning it. Banning music, really. But anyway, do suggest to us. Please suggest Cambodia. I'll send you a subliminal message. Cambodia. Also Burma as well, but Cambodia, yes. Let's see, actually, we can do something next week, and I'll try to remember before we do the program, and we'll go off to where is it? Yes, Myanmar. I already mentioned that. Singapore. Yes, Singapore and Malaysia also had some wonderful music as well. Now, we're actually going to stay in that part of the world right now, because this is a song that actually I wanted to play a few weeks ago, but we just never got around to it. From the original soundtrack to the film, Andes, which is a very famous Bollywood film, Kishore Kumar, who did the soundtrack, one of the artists who did the soundtrack for it, his big hit from that film, which he performed in London and also in many other places around the world on television. It is one of my favorite Bollywood songs of all time. This song will surely get you off your backside and start moving around the room. Kishore Kumar, my favorite Bollywood singer, with Zindagi Ek Safar here on Happy Station.
जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना। जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना। हाँ, जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना। अरे ओले ओले ओ, 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 ओले ओले ओ। ये जमाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना, आज जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना। उठने उठने हो उठने उठने हो उठने उठने हो उठने 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 हो इतने उठने हो। हंसते गाते जहां से गुजर दुनिया की तू परवान कर, हंसते गाते जहां से गुजर दुनिया की तू परवान कर, मुस्कुराते हुए दिन बिताना, यहां कल क्या हो किसने जाना। आज जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना। क्या घबराना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना। हर जिंदगी एक सफर है सुहाना, यहाँ कल क्या हो किसने जाना।
Kishore Kumar from the original soundtrack recording to the film Andes with Zindagi Ek Safar, one of my favorite Bollywood songs by one of my favorite Bollywood singers. Of course, there's other ones who I'm a big fan of as well. Asha Bolse, Mohammed Rafi, and Lata Mangeshkar. But somebody once said that if you're a fan of Bollywood music, those were actually the main singers, especially Asha Bolse, who we have played on the program before. In fact, many Bollywood films, especially if you take ones from the 60s and 70s, and you check the soundtracks, you'll find that it's more or less all the same singers, playback singers. There's other ones as well, other very famous ones as well, but these were the top ones. Asha Bolse, fantastic. Lata Mangeshkar, Mohammed Rafi, and of course Kishore Kumar, was absolutely fantastic. Now, Ray Conniff. We have played Ray Conniff a number of times on the program before. But there is an album that he released in the late 60s called Ray Conniff en Español. Now, there is the Ray Conniff sound, right? Now, Latin America was a very well-known market for Ray Conniff. In fact, he toured there for many years, until he passed away by accident, by slipping. But he was very popular in Latin America. And in the late 60s, he decided to release an album, especially for the Latin American market. And how they did this album is actually really interesting. Now, what they did do is basically take the same musicians, right? So he took one album, and the music tracks were already laid down. So what do you have to do? Yeah, the vocals. Because, you know, Ray Conniff and his orchestra and choir were well known for the da-da, da-da, doo 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 doo, da da, a lot of doo doos and da das. And of course, when the group started doing the vocalizing, they became very well known for their very tight and very well arranged vocals. Now, his singers that he had in Los Angeles, of course, couldn't speak Spanish properly. Now, they could sing a song like Bésame Mucho, right? Fairly easy, very straightforward. But other songs that he was known for, he wanted to make sure that the accent was correct. So, he headed down to Mexico City. Under each arm was a master tape. The master tape of the musicians with the arrangements. He contracted singers in Mexico and formed his own choir of very well-known Mexican singers who could vocalize on these recordings. And to do so, it was actually quite a bit of work because they had to make sure that they could get the right way of singing for these recordings. Now, the one we are going to listen to is actually a very well-known country song. A song that we have played before on the program, Invisible Tears, Ray Conniff. But here is the version that he recorded in Mexico with his musicians in Los Angeles, by the way. But the vocalists are all in Mexico, and they are Mexican. Yes, Mexican singers. Mind you, if this was done today, they wouldn't be able to come near the border. But that's a whole other story. Extremely talented, extremely good. But very different. Very different from his normal singers, which is part of the reason why it is fantastic. Ray Conniff, en Español, with Invisible Tears. Ray Conniff con su orquestra, con la canción Invisible Tears, desde el disco Ray Conniff en Español. Wonderful album. And they've just released it on CD, by the way, for the very first time in many, many years. It also comes, by the way, with another album with it, which is a very strange one. That's the only thing I'm going to say to that. It was kind of like Ray Conniff's attempt to do rock and roll, and the album was not very successful, and he even said himself he wouldn't have done it, but he contractually had to do it. But sometimes that happens, and sometimes you get something funny that comes out of it. But anyway, we're going to leave you today with Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston with It Takes Two. Great song. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Parent. Hope that you join us again very soon. Until next time, so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
One can have a dream, baby.
Two can make that dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it really feels.
One can worship on a star.
Two can make that wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark.
Two can make the light shine through.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two.
One can have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
One can be alone in the crowd like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place, seem just like a being home.
It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. To make a dream come true. Just take two. Just take two. Just take two.
For a special treat.
Two can make that single movie something really kind of sweet.
Yeah, one can take a walk in the moonlight thinking that it's really nice.
But two walk in the hand in hand is like adding just a pinch of spice.
Yeah, it takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two.